Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today, I've got just one story for you, but it's absolutely crazy. This woman's husband of 7 years demands that she quit her job to become a stay-at-home wife. Now, this is despite the fact that she has said multiple times that she doesn't want to do this. So she's had no option but to come to the people of Reddit, post her story, and get some advice. Without further ado, sit back, relax, drop a like on this one, and make sure you are subscribed to my channel. Let's get into this post. My husband of 7 years, we are both 30 years old, is really angry that I refuse to quit my job to become a stay-at-home wife slash girlfriend. Not sure what to do. This was originally posted on April the 2nd, 2023. I love my husband, and he is an amazing man, but we have flaws like everyone else. We both aged out of foster care and met at a youth fulfillment program, basically a work camp that helps kids with no families learn the fundamentals for living, finances, certificates, as needed. We were both 18 and stayed in contact after the program ended. He made it clear he liked me, but I was truly petrified of men at that point in my life due to past experiences, and I rejected him a bit harshly. I reached out to apologize and we became friends. Then a year or two later, I saw he posted on Snapchat that he was in my area. I asked if he'd want to go on a date so I could practice being comfortable around guys, and he agreed. He never made a move, never touched me, never made weird eye contact. If I said no, he didn't ask a second time, not even as a suggestion. We went on these platonic dates for months with nothing happening, and one day I asked for a hug and then asked for a kiss, and he asked me to be his girlfriend. We got married a year after, and our 7-year anniversary is around the corner. We agreed that we would not even think about having kids until we were older, since both of us were the product of young parents. We've really just only focused on getting by, on using as little money as possible, and saving up every dime to buy a house. Thankfully, we got our house a few months ago, and we were both able to quit our second jobs, and for the first time, only work regular 9-to-5s. Yay! I've discovered I really like gardening and baking, and I love having a real home. We've been discussing adding to our family by having a baby, and I feel very ready to be a mum. Scared still, yes, but ready. But my husband brought up how sad I would be if I had to quit since I've worked so hard. I told him I had zero plans to quit my job. I'd only take maternity leave. Plus, my company allows maternal and paternal remote options for 1 year after birth, so I can just work from home if needed. I know it's a lot to do with a newborn, but giving up the security of my paycheck is simply not an option. He told me this was what we worked for, to make our own perfect family opposite from what ours were like. And I was blindsiding him by changing my plans. And I told him, no plan has changed. I can have a career and be a mum. Plenty of women do it. He doesn't have to quit his job to be a dad, so why should I? He said it wouldn't work for a baby's needs. And I told him, okay, since I make more money than you do, why don't you quit? And I go back to work remotely after healing from birth. That way, we have both hands on deck and we don't have a severe loss of income, as I make $89,000 per year and he makes $52,000 per year. He mentioned that if I trusted him fully, this shouldn't be a problem. I told him I trust him, but I don't trust our current economy. However, I left out that I really do genuinely think quitting my job with no savings, wiped out by getting the house, and relying on a man is absolutely stupid. He had plans made previously with his parents and had to leave, so he said we'd pick the conversation back up when he gets home, but he's very, very upset, madder than I've ever seen him, and I don't understand why he just assumed I would quit. Not only do I not understand it, but it makes me trust him a lot less than I did yesterday. I have a bad habit of running for the hills when problems come up, and not gonna lie, this is making me really nervous. Thank you for reading all of this if you have. I'm open ears as to what could be going through his mind or why he's thinking like this. It really just doesn't seem logical to me. He's been watching all of these videos of stay-at-home wives and girlfriends, and I feel like this is influencing him a lot. Okay, so that is it for the initial post. Let's get into some relevant comments. Someone said, so this is just my opinion. I think his childhood and upbringing trauma is playing into this a lot. This doesn't sound like a situation where he wants to control you, like in some other posts, but more like a situation where he's idealized what a perfect family might look like, and so he wants to give his children that. You two might need to go to couples counseling for a while. Figure it out with a therapist to help intercede and help him understand. Financial security is important. Hold off getting pregnant until you guys have been in couples therapy for 6 months or so and have begun working towards some common ground. As for him going off to meet his parents, is it possible having them back in your lives is contributing to this need for a picture-perfect family? Just curious. OP replied to this. Thank you for this comment. I've been thinking about it for most of the day now. The parents he went to see are foster parents, but there were some legal issues going on and they had to release guardianship. He lived with them from the age of 10 to 15 until ending up back at a group home and aging out, but they always stayed in contact and he considers them as parents. But they never lost contact, so I'm not sure if that would be it, but he didn't start seeing them in person again until 2 or 3 years ago. I've never thought he was controlling, but we've talked in the past about this type of thing and I've always told him I would never want to be a stay-at-home mum. Maybe at most until they're in elementary, if he was making a lot more money, but we're not at the income level slash networking level where I can get away with having 5-year gaps in my employment. Neither of us have attempted therapy again, and most of our experiences were less than pleasant with DHR and child services counselors, so I'll see if he's open to the idea. Okay, interesting start to this one. Yeah, I don't know really what to say other than the fact that this clearly isn't like an economic issue in his mind. He isn't saying, okay, we can now afford to do this because I earn loads of money, you don't earn as much. Not that he'd necessarily say this, but if he's thinking, okay, maybe for financial reasons, having a kid, you know, we might have to pay for a nanny or something, but I can manage on my own working. Maybe you deal with the kids for a little bit and then come back into employment. It'll be fine, etc. It's not that, because you, OP, earn so much more than him. So you're right. If it was the case that he was really after one parent to stay at home and he wanted that for your children, then he would have to be the one to do that, right? Surely, for the financial security of your home. But that isn't the case. So yeah, it's clear that he's got some sort of, you know, picture in his mind of his ideal for a family that involves you both putting yourself into a pretty tough position financially. Like, why would you do that? Why would you leave a job paying $90,000 a year and he stay in his job? It makes no sense. So yeah, I don't know exactly why he has this idea in his mind, and also how you've had this conversation before. You've said to him that you're not going to do this, you're not going to quit if you have children, yet he still thinks that you are, and now he's angry with you for not. It's very, very strange. I think a little bit more serious than it sounds. Like, I don't know, people saying, yeah, you can just get through this and do some counseling and work it out. It's weird that he would even still have this in his mind at all, given that you've spoken about this seemingly quite a lot and you've been pretty adamant that you're not going to do this. So yeah, it's weird. However, of course, there is an update to get into, the first update of this one. And all I'll say is it's pretty crazy. Here we go. Now, this first update was posted on July 18th, 2023, so over 2 months from the original post. It's been a few days since my husband came home and told me he met a girl at work and that she's a better woman than me and that she has a son already and will be a stay-at-home wife or girlfriend or whatever the frick. He gets his happy ending, I guess. He texted me right before I got off work and asked me to pick up food from one of our usual date night spots. I got home and noticed his car had boxes in it and a woman I didn't know. I tried opening the door, but it was locked and she just looked at me. What little was left of our savings, he took, and both of our cats. I didn't see this coming at all. I haven't told any of my friends yet. His adoptive parents have been dropping me off food that I can't even force myself to eat. I haven't cried yet. I'm kind of still in shock. I wish I had a family to run to, but for now the internet has to do. I haven't answered any of his calls or texts. He keeps trying to check in, ask if I'm okay. How the frick would I be okay? I never thought he'd cheat. I asked him to promise if there was ever someone else, he would just tell me as soon as he knew, but they've been together at least 6 months. So while he was calling me selfish for not wanting to put in my 2 weeks and be a stay-at-home wife, he was dating her the entire time, planning a future with her the entire time. Now it all makes sense. I feel stupid. I should have taken everyone's advice more literally. When I asked him to go to therapy, he wouldn't. His parents think he's having some type of mental break. I should have stayed afraid of him and avoided him. I should have chosen a better outcome for myself. I just feel like the same girl that no one wants to love anymore all over again. I know what he did isn't my fault. I know I could never stop him, and really, do I want a man who doesn't want me? Never. But that just doesn't stop it from hurting. Wow, there we go. I'm not gonna lie. I did kind of think that something like this might have been happening, and that's sort of what I was implying in my comments after the original post. It was just too crazy. It was too out of context, I think, for it to have not been without other reason. Not like, you know, being a hindsight merchant, but there you go. Very, very sad and, yeah, shocking, but wow. Perhaps not entirely unexpected from the outside looking in. Still crazy. Let's have a look at what some other people are saying. Someone said, he wanted you to be reliant on him and didn't want you to be smart enough to find out about his affair. See if you can find some more info about his affair partner. Go nuclear on them both. You're still young. You can find a new love. Opie replied, once I found out she was 20, I stopped caring. Oh my goodness me. A 10-year age gap at the age of 30. Oh, goodness. Their karma will come one day on its own. I doubt I'd be able to stop myself from having to do hard time in prison if I ever see them again. Someone else said, let's be real. She grabbed onto him with her kid, and he'll leave her just as fast as he left OP when he realizes he doesn't actually want what he thinks he wants. Mostly because he'll realize it's not what he thinks, or it's way too hard for him to do. OP says, his mum, adoptive mum, called me and is already coordinating to drop the cat back off. He didn't know his new girlfriend is allergic. At least I get a little laugh already. Oh my god. That just shows how little he knows her. My word. If he didn't even know that, the same person replies, imagine what other surprises he's going to discover. Yes, exactly. What did he do? Just grab the first woman who'd agree with his idea of what a relationship looks like and say, she'll do? Yeah, to be honest, it does kind of feel that way.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, now let's get into the second update. This was posted on July 27th, 2023. I really want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to all of the people who reached out to me with well wishes, especially other spouses who experienced similar. It helps so much more than you could ever know. There have been a few things that have happened, and honestly, I'm exhausted in every way possible, so the input from folks has been really useful in organizing my thoughts and keeping an open mind. I couldn't help it, but for days I compared us and wondered what the frick he could have been thinking until I realized she is a carbon copy of his biological mother, or at least the stories he heard about her since she died when he was 5. I hate that I feel bad for him still, even after what he's done, but we offered him support for his thoughts. We urged him to go to therapy. I even offered to pay for it myself, and he was too prideful. I lost both of my parents too, at an older age with even more core memories with them, so it wasn't a boat he was in alone, but he chose to act like it was and wallow in self-pity. He called me on our 7-year wedding anniversary, minutes after midnight, whispering apologies and saying he feels so guilty. I asked, for what? And he just said, well, you know, what we're going through. I told him, no, it's what you're doing. We are going through nothing. I was abandoned by my husband, exposed to God knows what, while you were screwing her and coming back home to me. We were still having sex like every single day, so I made sure he knew just how disgusting I thought he was. Then he got angry and told me he only started cheating because I couldn't follow his lead. Sir, look where you led yourself. Our entire marriage, I've pushed him career-wise. Heck, the job he has right now, I apply to on his behalf. Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure he doesn't or didn't even know what my full-time job title is. I pushed him to reach out to the adoptive parents when he started getting family obsessed, but neither of us were ready for a kid. He went on about how I broke my promise first when I decided I didn't want to be a real mum by not quitting. That I was turning his adoptive parents against him because they are refusing to meet his new girlfriend. He blamed me again and then had the nerve to say that this could all be put on pause if I can learn how to make decisions that benefit a family and not myself. Guys, you might have heard that there. I genuinely just cringed reading the end of that sentence. Wow. I asked point blank if he was insinuating that we could get back together if I quit my job. He told me, yes, I will always love you, but you make things more difficult than needed. I hung up and blocked him on everything. I spent the rest of the night hugging wine in the bathtub and wondering what the heck kind of person I'd been sharing my heart with. The next day, he went public with their relationship, posting a photo to Instagram, and most of our mutual friends reached out, with my closest friends commenting less than kind things on the photo. As it turns out, he and his new girlfriend have been together for 7, almost 8 months. She is 20. Her son is around 2. I reached out to her ex, the father of her son, who she'd left to be with my ex-husband. She moved out in the middle of the day and took their kid, so he was just as blindsided, if not more, than I was. We met up and went for a walk and stopped by a bar. We literally cried, laughed, hugged each other, sang songs way too loudly, and sobbed in public like a lunatic, but it helped so much. We also made sure to exchange evidence for any court battles. I'm a little iffy towards him, for now considering that they had quite the age gap. She was 17 when they met, and he was 26. He said she lied about her age, and they met at a college party, and the next thing he knew, she was pregnant. He gave her money for an abortion, but she came back with baby clothes instead, so he tried to do the right thing and moved her in with him. Also, she's not actually allergic to cats, she just hates them. She was also very aware that he was married and has been to the house multiple times. He admitted he had cheated on her before their son had been born, while she was pregnant, but that she didn't tell him she knew until after she had moved out with their son. He said he was still texting her every day, not just about their son, but also about possibly working things out. He wants her back, but she seems to be head over heels for my husband just like I was. I told him good luck, but yeah, not the direction I'm going in at all. This time he made his bed and he will lay in it for good. Our chances of reconciliation are zero. I've never accepted someone back into my life after a betrayal, and it won't start now. At first, I wanted to make sure the divorce was going to be short and as simple as possible, even if it meant giving up some things. But after that conversation, I've decided I'm fighting tooth and nail for everything I can possibly get. I live in a no-fault divorce state, but my state does have special laws for adultery. Can still sue for it here. And the divorce attorney I've consulted said it looks pretty good that I won't have to pay him alimony. He also told me to look into every single banking transaction in my accounts, as he did not think they got an apartment on his income without some extra cushion, aka my money. And he was right. Last year, my ex-husband told me he got really into stock trading and if he could invest some of my money as well. Guess who was never doing any stock trading, and the screenshots he showed me were all fake or pulled from somewhere else, and he'd actually been sending that money to his girlfriend or saving it for their new place. I've been pretty enraged since finding that out. He asked his adoptive parents to ask me to allow him visitation rights to see the cats after he had to give them back once he realized his new girlfriend is allergic to them. I relayed that he needs to first run me my frickin' money and then take it up with the judge. I didn't think visitation was a real thing for pets, but according to my lawyer, it very much is. Oh, wow. I officially filed for divorce yesterday, and he emailed me quite the colourful email about how selfish and bitter I am for not putting my pride aside and being so fast to file for divorce and refusing to let him stop by the house to see the cats, that now he's accusing me of cheating. Oh my gosh. I read somewhere that you never really know someone until you're divorcing them, and I can truly confirm that is true. I felt like you guys deserve some sort of update considering how much support I was given. I can't share more details for now, but really, thank you all again. But don't worry guys, on September the 11th, 2023, we got one final update. Right, first OP just summarizes everything very briefly that has happened so far. I was stupid and got married at 23, she says. We met in a foster youth program. Long story short, I didn't want to be a stay-at-home mum since I was the breadwinner. He found someone younger and dumber who would. I had to pick up another job to make sure I'd be able to afford the house on my own. But when my regional lead from my main job heard about it, they gave me a promotion that actually cut down my work time and gives me more money. I still kept the second job. It keeps my mind busy. Well, that is good to hear. Most of my work days were spent in collars and heels, but the side job is an overpriced membership-only gym that I definitely can't afford without my employee discount. I've had a few guys approach me since I filed the divorce paperwork, but I just wasn't feeling up to it. And even though I stopped wearing my ring the day he moved out, I still felt guilty, like I was betraying him. He was the only man I've ever been with, so spending a decade learning everything about one person and now having to switch gears is really dang hard. But one of the guys I see often at the gym asked if I'd be his date to a seminar he's sponsoring. I said no at first, and he accepted the no very gracefully. I saw him a few days later, sparked up some conversation, and asked if maybe we could try a lunch date, just us, first. I was fully prepared for him to tell me, "Nope, you're too late." But he instead cancelled the plans he'd already made. We met up a few hours later, and honestly, my face hurt from laughing and smiling so much. He's a pretty charming man and has a lot of random knowledge about safari animals that gives me the same comfort that watching animal documentaries does. He asked me out for a dinner the next day, and when he let me know he was in my neighborhood earlier that day, I asked if he wanted to stop by and grab a breakfast sandwich before I left for work. I have a 9-year-old cat who hates like 99% of people, but she loved him and even let him touch her belly. He dropped me off lunch at work and we met up for dinner, and ever since we've been texting almost non-stop. I've never felt this comfortable with someone so fast in my life. It's scary, but I've already told him that we're separated. I haven't told him the nitty-gritty details, just that it didn't work out and we outgrew each other. But the seminar was this past weekend and I went as his date. It was a great, great night. I tried champagne for the first time, had the best conversations with some of his associates, and did a little professional networking too. The tomboy teenage girl I used to be would never believe this, but more than anything, I'm grateful for the support of my friends, who got me through the tough nights so I could make it to the good ones. Only up from here, I guess. So there we go, a happy ending to this one. Well, not an ending actually, I guess more of a beginning. Let's see what the people of Reddit are saying down below in the comments. My advice, your pets know you sometimes better than yourself. I have several, but my point is, go for it at a comfortable pace. Your cat gave him the green light, so do baby steps and let this bond grow. I'd be a jerk if I kept going here because you're obviously smart, so go have fun and let life give you what you need. This guy sounds like a winner in my book. Oh, we will be keeping it completely casual, OP replied. I don't want this bond to grow too much. I think it would be a bit tacky for us to date either way for other reasons. It's just nice to have someone to laugh and smile with. I plan on being single for sure for at least the next 3 years. I owe it to myself. And here is a final comment from OP. A marriage is only valuable if it's mutual and both parties are honest. One day I will have a real marriage, but what I had wasn't that. Fair enough, you know, I wasn't actually expecting that penultimate comment from OP. It did sound as if, you know, she just found someone that was great and was moving on pretty quickly and it was going to go from there and be good. But actually, what she's saying is probably a bit more sensible than that. Taking some time just to relax after being completely blindsided out of nowhere after 7 years of seemingly happy marriage, and then that just happens. I mean, it's crazy. If any of you have any experience of that, get in the comments down below. Explain to the people, me and everyone else listening and watching right now, what happened and what was the conclusion, because it's a pretty crazy thing for someone that hasn't had that experience to consider as a possibility in life. But yeah, I think sensible from OP to just chill, have some fun, you know. There's nothing to say that you can't be with this man in 3 years, but yeah, just relax in the meantime and don't make any drastic decisions. I mean, the one thing that I definitely do hope, as much as OP has a great life, is that her ex has a terrible one and that his relationship fails terribly. That'd be great. And it would be great karma. So I hope that happens. But yeah, overall, a promotion, doing less work and getting promoted, that's great. And meeting some guy who your cat really gets along with, that's also great. So yeah, best of luck in the future, and I hope everything works out. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, as I said, get your comments in down below if you have any similar experiences or advice or just stories that are, you know, similar in any way to what I've just narrated. If you're new to the channel, make sure to hit this subscribe button. And yeah, I'll see you guys all tomorrow with some more Reddit stories.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.